Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Retail Podcast. Today we're looking at robotics. I'm here with Tompkins Robotics and I'm with Thompson, who is VP of Operations. He's going to talk us through the setup that they've got here, and then I'm going to ask him some tough questions on the future of robotics.
What we have here is a robotic sortation solution that's used throughout the supply chain. What we're demonstrating at this show is an order fulfillment solution that can handle both e-commerce in-store replenishment. But you can really use this technology, as I said, anywhere throughout the supply chain. That can start at the inbound sortation in a warehouse, go through all the outbound order fulfillment, and even the shipping sortation, so getting the right parcels or the right cartons to the right shipping destination. We can also leverage this technology in the back room of the store, because it's a very scalable solution. It can be sized appropriately to whatever the volume and destination requirements are. So in the back room of a store, we can use this for buy online, pick up in the store, where you would have your associates picking a batch of orders, taking it to the back room, and sorting that out into individual custom orders. Or even for the inbound sortation for cases of a mixed product, we can prepare that for aisle-ready put-away. We see this as a very flexible, scalable solution. We can add robots, we can add destinations, we can add induction stations throughout the system and grow to your needs and grow year by year.
I'm curious. A lot of retailers will be used to having robotics in the distribution and warehouse systems. Where do you see the future of the technology, and how do you see what sort of problems are retailers coming to you to solve? Is it still in the back of the house, if you like, in the supply chain, or are they rethinking what the actual business model looks like?
Well, as I said earlier, the business model for robotic sortation can be anywhere in that supply chain. And the biggest problem and the biggest issue a lot of the retailers and warehouse operations are having is finding labor and keeping labor secured in their facility and continuing to work. So by taking out a lot of the manual processes, a lot of the repeatable processes that you could easily do with a robot, you lessen that need to go out there and hire people, bring them on board, even for these short peak periods of time where you know you just need to flex up and use operators and onboard quite a lot of people and go through the training process. You don't have to train the robots. They're going to be reliable. They can work 24/7 and they don't even take breaks.
How is predictive maintenance on these? I'm curious about predictive maintenance.
So we offer a lifecycle service program with all of our installations. So we could actually come out quarterly, do any maintenance, do any repairs that are needed. But this is a very durable solution. It's been out in the market. It's been on site for many, many years, 5+ years, with very little issues. There's no single point of failure in this type of technology that you may have with some of the more traditional automated solutions. So if there is an issue with a robot, somebody damages or something, you simply remove that robot, put a replacement back on there, then you're back up and running in a matter of seconds, if not just a couple minutes. So the maintenance aspect is very handy. As a matter of fact, it's so easy. We have customers out there that don't have a maintenance staff at all. They just rely on our lifecycle services to come in there on a quarterly basis, do the repairs, do the cleaning of the system, and that keeps the system running optimally, so they rarely have to call us.
And from your experience setting up my new robotic system, what's the project life cycle on a project like this? Is this years, months, days, weeks?
I greatly appreciate that question, because our system is designed to be completely modular and mobile. Everything you see out here in the system is on casters. We can manufacture the major components off-site. Very little disruption when we come on-site, because we can roll those off the trailers, snap this together like Legos, and have a system actually up and running in just a month or two. That includes not just the installation, but also all the configuration and all the end-to-end testing.
And final question, because I could carry on all day. Data. So how much of the data on the stock does your platform look at? Or actually, no, you don't look at that. You're just purely robotics.
We are purely a sortation solution. So we don't need to hold the inventory. We don't get to SKU level inventory, but we do get to individual line level order data. So that gets downloaded. We see the immediate demand. And we're agnostic to the picking solution. So that could be a goods to person technology that brings the product directly to the induction operator. And then we just take a look at what is being inducted, and we will scan out across that demand of data that's out there and fulfill the customers based on priority or whatever sorts of analytics we need to optimize the use of the system.
Okay. Stock accuracy?
Absolutely, 100% accuracy. We track every item as it's being inducted. If you watch Ross here, induct items. So we know exactly what's being inducted on the item. We calculate where it needs to go. We track that robot throughout the whole process, and we know when it's been diverted into the destination. All of the outbound orders are scanned in and tracked. So as those are being exchanged in, we'll report back to the host exactly what's in there, when it got dropped in there, and when the order got closed and is available for the next order to be processed.
Thanks a lot. I didn't ask, where are you based? As in,
We're based out of Orlando, Florida. We have an entire demonstration lab and a test lab down there. So we're always evaluating and bringing on new technology, expanding our product line and demonstrating to our clients what our capabilities are. They even bring orders down and actual product down, test it, run it through our system.